listener production. Power prices top of the agenda at National Cabinet today and celebrating 50 years of a Hobart icon. A shower or two today, we're heading to a top of 17 degrees. I'm Rachel Burke and this is your Hobart local news. National Cabinet will meet virtually today where it's expected talk of power prices will feature heavily. Our state and territory energy ministers have agreed to launch a capacity mechanism which will chase billions of dollars in green power investment. Shadow Energy Minister Angus Taylor says this is a long-term plan and the PM is yet to address our current cost of living woes.
He promised over 90 times before the election we were going to see a $275 reduction in electricity bills. So far, we've seen nothing. We've seen lots of walking around in circles, thought bubbles coming from the Prime Minister and ministers.
A timely reminder as we head into the weekend to do the right thing on our roads. Police have busted a Penguin woman driving three times over the legal limit. Authorities were alerted to dangerous driving on the northwest coast yesterday afternoon. A 41-year-old woman spotted driving erratically with a punctured tyre. She's been disqualified from driving for 2 years and will face court today on numerous other charges. Meantime, a 23-year-old remains in a serious condition in the Royal Hobart Hospital after a serious crash near Exeter in the state's north. The driver reportedly lost control and collided with a large tree yesterday, escaping the vehicle before it burst into flames. He was later airlifted to Hobart. Petrol prices across Hobart are at their lowest levels since October, down to $1.88 around town today. Experts are hopeful cheaper prices will stick around for the holiday season as well, with world oil prices falling back to levels not seen since before Russia invaded Ukraine. The Bob Brown Foundation slammed a new Environment Protection Agency from the federal government. It's set to be able to enforce laws that restore and protect nature, but Bob Brown says this won't help our environment now.
The minister says the details of her announcement are way down the track. The government's going to effectively be sitting on its hands while we wait in a period when the United Nations says the most urgent thing for us to do is protect what is left of nature now.
And a massive milestone for the iconic Salamanca Market, celebrating 50 years tomorrow. Pre-COVID, around 1 million people walk through every year. And Lord Mayor Anna Reynolds says it's bounced back after the pandemic.
Very stressful time and we had to completely readjust the way the experience that people had at the market. It was such an important part of our city life and such an important part of our history and our identity.
To tennis, two-time champion Elise Mertens will take to the court at the Hobart International this summer. The world number 29 was the first back-to-back champion in 2017 and 2018 and is aiming to take the title for a third time in January. Tournament director Darren Sturgis is thrilled to have her back.
I know she's such a lovely person. We love having her here. She's got a popular following and she's building that every year. We have some loyal fans that come and support her.
And over to cricket, unbeaten centuries from Marnus Labuschagne and Travis Head has piled more pain on the West Indies, with Australia finishing on 3 for 330 after day one of the Adelaide Test.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe. In 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.